What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Erie County Legislator Lindsay Larigo. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Lots going on in Erie County, and we will start with this property sale that was in the news last week, and that is the sale of the 153-acre property in Alden that used to be a nursing home, sold to become an industrial marijuana farm. What can you tell us?
You know, this is one of those votes that it was a hard one to take. It wasn't one that I was super excited about. Whenever we're selling, you know, a parcel of that size for $1, the conservative in me takes it as a hard pill to swallow. But the reality of this property is it's 153 acres of asbestos-ridden buildings that has been deteriorating for years. We have been trying to get this piece of property off of the county roll because right now we're still responsible for maintenance. It's really a big liability sitting there in the town of Alden, and we haven't had any interest. So the county was approached by these developers that have run programs like the one they're going to do in the town of Alden across the country. The closest one to us is in New Jersey, and they've been able to turn this into a successful business. So they came, they approached us. The property as it stands has a negative assessment value. That's just how bad the property is. The last quote that we have on just remediating the asbestos, it was between $10 and $17 million just to get it to a neutral property value. So while this, you know, the $1 sale isn't ideal, it is the best situation for the county. This puts the property back on the tax rolls. You know, for the town of Alden, having 152 acres, not generating any property taxes, it's a big loss for them. They are committed to coming. They're committed to breaking ground in the fall and looking at creating jobs. So while it's not the ideal situation, it's certainly a win for the county.
You talked about how the buildings were asbestos ridden, and that's the first phase of this project. So, you know, they have to clear the land, all that. Do you have an idea of when the business portion, the marijuana growing portion of this, will actually start in Alden?
I don't know when that will specifically start. I know that they said they want to start pouring concrete in the fall. They're very motivated to get in there and get this operational quickly. So I think you're going to see a pretty quick turnaround. And again, they are looking to hire between 100 and 150 people. So I think it's good for the local community.
Now, they got this property for $1, but as you said, it's back on the tax rolls. It's off of the county's hands. How does that work with marijuana and, you know, taxes and money to the county? Is it anything more than a regular business?
There are certain taxes on the sale of marijuana, but this is not going to be a dispensary. It is simply a growing facility. So it is not a dispensary at all. There's not going to be any storefront. It's basically going to be a farm, but it's all going to be very highly secure indoors, in lockdown. So it's not going to be a dispensary sale, which does have different tax associated with it, which the county gets a small portion of. We've seen since that's been in place kind of a minimal impact on the county. But that is, this is not going to be an operating dispensary. So that's different than the farm that's going to be there.
You mentioned that this property didn't have any interest at all. I mean, were there other people looking in the past few years? What, beside the county having to maintain this and making sure that, you know, it doesn't completely crumble, what had happened on this site? Was there anything close to another deal like this in the past?
The interest has been virtually none. I mean, if you think about it from a, you know, just an investment perspective, even for a developer to go in there, they know that off the bat, the property has a negative assessment value. It is at least a $10 to $17 million investment just to get it down to nothing, not even building anything. So it has not been something that has had the appetite to be developed. And this has been a unique situation where they're willing to go in and take on just the overwhelming task that it's going to be to make this property workable. So it's a unique situation. That's why I had to vote for it. I think this is one of those times that this building can sit there, you know, the buildings can sit there, and either we have somebody who's willing to go in there and develop it and create jobs, or we're going to be in a situation where the county taxpayers are paying $10 to $17 million just to clean it up. And then, you know how the county executive likes to turn these places into golf courses and things like that. I would rather see the county liability eliminated and this taken off the responsibility of county taxpayers and something productive being done there than it be a further burden to county taxpayers.
Yeah, he's probably upset that this happened. He was probably close to drawing out another half course.
Probably.
Now, you said that these individuals have farms all over and something like this in New Jersey.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is there anything else like what this will be in Western New York?
You know, not that I'm aware of. I think this is a unique situation. They've done it in other places around the country. Like I said, the closest being New Jersey, and they're ready to replicate that model. I don't know that there's anything like it in Western New York, but this is an industry that is growing, you know, whether we like it or not. I'm not a very big fan, but it's an industry that's growing and it's creating jobs. So I think it's worth investing in that in our community.
Now, you mentioned the jobs that this will create, and you mentioned golf, which is the lead into my very next question. Will the Westwood Country Club property employ around 150 people?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Joe. I was the only one in the legislature to vote against $7 million to that project. what they don't have is answers on how much this is going to cost in the future. You know, we're bailing out the town of Amherst that had this bad investment, and they can't get anybody to do anything with it. So the county's coming in to make it a county park. When you ask them questions like, how many people are we going to need to maintain this? How many people are we going to have staffing this golf course? What is this going to add to the overall county budget? There are no answers. What they will tell you, though, is that they're hoping they can put in some offices in the clubhouse, which tells me that this is going to be a huge long-term liability to the county. We continue to grow the size of county government, and all they said is when they come back in budget time, the Parks Department is certainly going to be asking for more jobs. And we can't keep growing county government at this rate. It's ridiculous. It is so short-sighted, and it's irresponsible to taxpayers as we just continue to burden them more.
So you were the only person that voted against the additional money?
I am just as shocked as you are, Joe.
Wow. I can't believe that this is, unless you are a golfer who lives in Amherst, I can't imagine this is popular throughout Erie County.
I don't think it is popular throughout Erie County. You know, I have a golf course in my district that the county owns, Alma Meadows. It's a beautiful course. You know, I've never had a hard time getting a tee time there. My son's a golfer. There is not a demand for more county-owned golf courses. I think for Amherst residents, it's a tougher situation. You know, this property, kind of like the one in Alden, has been sitting there for a while. The town spent millions of dollars. The town of Amherst and Amherst residents are going to continue to pay for the millions of dollars that they borrowed to acquire this property with absolutely no control over the park now that Erie County is taking it over. They won't have a say in what happens at the golf course. You know, if the town was running this, what you would see is, you know, like I've said before, you'd have seasonal, you know, high schoolers or college students, you know, maintaining the grounds and things like that. But once it's a county job, you're going to have, you know, somebody making $80,000 mowing the lawn. Like, and that's just the ridiculousness once it gets to the county that you have. But I would caution Amherst taxpayers that, you know, are going to the polls in November, remember that while something's happening at this golf course now, you are still paying for it, and the town of Amherst has no interest in it. But they will continue to pay that $8 million, I believe, that they borrowed to acquire it.
Yeah, I know this is a leading question, but do you view that this was Erie County saying, hey, we can't have that land sitting here? Or was this a Democrat bailing out another Democrat? I realize Brian Culpa's not running for re-election, but Democrats are running for election. The supervisor race is up between the deputy supervisor and a Republican. How do you view the what led the county to purchase this land?
100%, this is Mark Poloncarz bailing out his friends in Amherst. You know, the candidates that are running are county employees on the Democrat side. This has been a failing project, you know, since Brian Culpa did take it on and they purchased this land. It's been a huge sore. Amherst residents are sick of being taxed what they are, and I don't blame them. And this is simply Mark Poloncarz going out there and I think bailing out his friends in Amherst. We had mid-year budget hearings, oh my goodness, maybe 2 weeks ago, and the controller's office was there, and one of the deputy controllers actually came on a different issue and was cautioning about the amount of borrowing that the county is getting into, the amount of spending that the county is getting into, without any revenue sources going up. And revenue is taxes. You know, I don't like to call it revenue, but that's what it is. So we're continuing to add more assets to the county. The county bill, we're continuing to grow the size of government. We have, you know, one of the deputy controllers bringing caution to the light of that, saying, you know, we're continuing to spend and grow, and eventually it's got to stop. Yet we're spending $7 million to get to acquire a new park that's going to be a huge liability. It's going to be a huge asset and jobs that are growing. I think it's irresponsible.
Since the last time we spoke, has the county executive met with Republicans?
No, not me at least.
I was just wondering because I see, you know, for the last few weeks, he's actually been in Erie County. So I was wondering if he's made the rounds.
No, you know, I can't say that I've spoken to him recently. You know, it'll be interesting as budget times come up. Usually that's when we might have a conversation. But no, I can't say that we've heard from the county executive recently.
Now, I got to go back to the Westwood Country Club for a second. So the money that was spent, is that cash on hand or is that borrowed money? Because I know every year we have the big debate about borrowing money or using cash on hand for road repairs. This money going in Amherst, is it borrowed or is it money the county has?
This is cash on hand, which, again, this is also where, you know, my priorities are different than the county executives. And like you said, so every year we go through and we're going through the capital projects committee right now is meeting to evaluate projects. And it's a balance of bonding and using cash on hand. I prefer every year that we approve what we're borrowing when we know what we're closing the year-end budget out with. So usually what Mark Poloncarz likes to do is he likes to send the resolution over to the legislature about how much we're going to borrow before we know how much cash we have on hand and the year closes out. Several years, the Republican caucus, we've been able to tie the two together and save taxpayers millions, because when you want to borrow more than we have cash on hand so that Mark has this cash on hand to use for his pet projects like the Amherst golf course, we end up spending a lot on interest when we didn't need to for projects that need to happen. So I am always a proponent of borrow less, use what we have. And if we're borrowing, it better be for an important project, and we shouldn't have cash laying around for pet projects like this. I think it's irresponsible, but this is cash on hand that Mark, you know, moves around and hides. And then suddenly, you know, I have to watch it on the news just like everybody else that we're acquiring a golf course, and he announces it like it's a done deal. It's not. He needs our approval, but he has his friends in line to make sure that he gets it.
The jobs, the unemployment rate graphic that he put out this week, talking about the 4,000 new jobs in Erie County, he's taking credit for that? That's Mark Poloncarz's success?
This is any politician does that. It drives me nuts, Joe. You know, any politician that's out there saying, you know, they created jobs or they did this, unless they're hiring people, they're not creating the jobs. Unless they're writing the check to acquire a property, they're not acquiring it. But this is, you know, a classic politician taking credit for things that don't have a lot to do with him. You know, there are several jobs being created in my district. You're not going to hear me say I'm creating them. You have certain Rosalina's Food Products is expanding and growing. They're hiring more people. Moog is always, you know, one that's out there hiring and expanding. But, you know, I don't think that Mark Poloncarz really is out there, doing the hiring or anything like that. I think businesses are thriving. It's interesting that you see him sharing that, you know, right even before President Trump took office, Mark was out there, Poloncarz, you know, really sounding the alarm bells, but unemployment's down. The tariffs must be having some impact because, you know, we're seeing businesses growing. But if you ask Mark Poloncarz, it's we should all be thanking him.
One of the big topics on all the shows this week was the bacteria in the water. And I talk about this every summer, right? We get the beaches closed down. Last year, they were closed down for 30 some days out of, you know, 95 summer days that we have here in Erie County. Now, we've heard so much about the water treatment plant and, you know, how it's, you know, going to or how it is making the water safer to clean in. Is there anything the county, to your knowledge, the county can do to fix the issues at some of these local beaches?
You know, it's an ongoing issue. I will say, you know, one of the best departments that the county has is sewer and water. The deputy commissioner there is well-versed in what he's doing. We're doing a huge project right now. It's not the sexiest project, but this is one of those projects that we need to do rather than want to do. We're doing huge improvements to the Southtown's water treatment facility, or waste treatment facility. Those are ongoing. The problems with the beaches, you know, it's kind of a moving target. We did just pass a law kind of to raise some awareness on Thursday, banning, obviously, dumping at county properties, which is already illegal by littering, but it is an issue that we're dealing with and trying to bring more awareness to and make sure that we can prevent it. But these are the projects that we need to focus more on instead of the pet projects that Mark Poloncarz, you know, wants to do. You know, these are where we need to be focusing. These are needs, not wants. But it's unfortunate that that's the position that we're in.
I agree with that. Lindsay Larigo, we always appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Joe.
That is Erie County Legislator Lindsay Lurigo talking about not only the purchase in Alden, but also the Westwood Country Club, which we talked about on Friday on the Joe Beamer Show. Dan Gagliardo actually joined the show. He called in on that topic. Sean Lavin, the Democrat running, he is currently the deputy supervisor in Amherst, will actually be joining me tomorrow at 1 o'clock to give his thoughts on that. We talked about that and a whole plethora of other things going on in Erie County. If you missed that or any interview, obviously wait until after the show, and you can find that on the Odyssey app or at WBEN.com or, my favorite thing, wherever you download your podcast. When we come back, Kathy Hochul is talking about gerrymandering, redistricting in the middle of a 10-year, you know, you redistrict every 10 years. Kathy Hochul is saying that she's going to do it before the 26 midterms. And it was in Politico during the week. And we'll be talking with Minority Leader Rob Ort about that and other state issues after the news here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.